Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord did not set His love on you or choose you because you were more in number than any people. You were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you,
yeah.
Number one, and what?
He would keep the oath.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Why'd you get picked? Why did all these things happen to you? Because He loved you and because He would keep the oath which He swore to your fathers. Has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of the bondman from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt? Know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. That's why we're coming up financially. Because we got a covenant-keeping God. That's why I can't stay down. Because I got a covenant-keeping God. Amen. Ooh, glory. 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 Verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep to you the covenant and the mercy which He swore to your fathers, and He will love you and
bless you
and multiply you. He'll bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your corn, your wine, your oil, the increase of your kine, the flocks of your sheep. Now just stop. Can you add to the list? They didn't have stock. They didn't have computer businesses. They didn't have all these other things. In that day, it would have been on the list. But whatever you're into, whatever your field of endeavor is, put it right there now. Put it right there. The Lord will love you. He'll multiply you. He will bless the fruit of what you are and what you do. You'll be blessed above all people. You'll be blessed above all people. You'll be blessed above all people. You'll be blessed above all. All people. All people. Won't nobody be more blessed than you. Nobody. Nobody will be more blessed than you. Y'all laugh when I say it, but I say it all the time. I sit in my house and look out the window and I say, the blessed people call us blessed. We so blessed.
Yeah.
The blessed people call us blessed.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Everybody say blessed above all people. That's me. Blessed above everybody. Now see, all of us can be blessed above all other people, everybody that'll believe. But there's some that won't. So we'll be more blessed than them. Just a fact. He said, there shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cows and dogs and cats. The blessing flows all the way down to Fido. And Skippy the cat. I didn't make this up. There it is. I wish you could read some of the letters we get into ministry sometime of people, miracles that have happened for their horses and their cows and their dogs and their cats, parakeet. Yeah. I'm blessed. All my stuff is blessed. Everything I have is blessed. Amen. Why? Because the blessing is on me. And so everything that pertains to me is blessed. Flows right on down.
Amen.
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 This church is blessed.
Amen.
Every seed is blessed.
Amen.
Every member of this church is blessed. Every blade of grass and every leaf out there in the parking lot is blessed. The cars that drive back and forth to go to service here are blessed. The houses they go back to are blessed. The doors they walk through are blessed. The mats, the chairs, the couches, the carpet, the pot, the pan, the fork, the spoon. Blessed. 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 It'd do you good just sit in your rocking chair and go, blessed. Blessed. Blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Nobody can curse me. He said, and the Lord will take away from you, verse 15, the Lord will take away from you all sickness. Now, this sounds familiar. I've read this before somewhere. Recently. Prosperous and healthy. Silver and gold, not one feeble. Blessed, blessed, multiplied, and take away all sickness. I like it. It's covenant. And it's mine. I'm glad I came tonight. I'd have preached this just for me. Because I wanted to hear it again. In closing, I think, Deuteronomy 8. Anybody got any verses marked in Deuteronomy 8? He told them about how he kept them. I think we'll go into this maybe next week some, about how their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. He rained bread out of the sky, water out of the rock, flew in fresh quail without an airplane. Miracle after miracle after miracle. And he said, verse 6, therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. Now, let's just stop right here. Why do that? We just got through reading just a few verses back. He said, you do this. This is your part of keeping the covenant. That I may do this. Does this apply to us today? It does, but it's simplified. The Bible says in 1 John 3, First epistle of John 3, it talks about that if we keep his commandments, that we receive whatever we ask of him. Yeah. And this is his commandment, that we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we love one another. Yes. And more than one place in the New Testament tells us that all the commandments are fulfilled in this. Faith and love. Amen. Right? So it applies to us, but it's not a matter of us trying to check off every ordinance and every commandment. You walk in faith and you walk in love and you're keeping your part of the covenant. Gives God the right to keep his part and do what he said he would do for you. Sounds simple, but how many know it'll keep you busy all day and night walking in faith all day long and walking in love all day and all night long? But keep reading. He said, for the Lord God is going to bring you into this good land. Verse 7, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates and olive oil and honey. What does that sound like? What are they thinking? What does that sound like to them? They didn't have dollar bills. They didn't have $5 and $10 and $20 bills. Their currency wasn't like that. They had some gold and silver and some stuff. But a wealthy man was what? A man that had plenty. He had crops. He had flocks. He had herds. Not stocks and options and bonds and this and that. No, no. So he's talking about prosperity. He said, verse 9, a land wherein you shall eat bread without scarceness. You shall not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, out of whose hills you'll dig brass. When, not if, when you have eaten and are full, then you'll do what? You'll bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Now skip down to verse 17 because he warns them. He said, it's going to happen now. You're going to be rich. You're going to be blessed. But verse 17, he warns them that you don't say, My power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. He had already told them, you know, earlier, he said, this hadn't happened to you, all this deliverance and all these miracles, because you were the mightiest of all people, or the most special of all people. He said, it happened to you because I loved you and I made a covenant with your father Abraham.
Yeah.
And he says, all this is going to happen to you. You're going to be blessed. You're going to have riches. You're going to have plenty. He said, but don't get to thinking it's because you were so smart and because you worked so hard, but because of what? What's the next verse? Because of what? Why did it happen? You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth. Now, what do you do with that? God gives you power to get wealth. I want to say it again. God gives you power to get wealth. That's not what some wild-eyed preacher told you at that Faith Life church. That's what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Let me read you another translation of that. One says this. It says, remember, it's God who gives you the power to become rich. The power to become rich. And he goes on to say why. Why does it say right here? That he may establish his covenant. Hold up. Is there a covenant of God that includes riches?
Yes.
Glory to God.
Wealth?
Yes.
Am I reading it right?
Yes.
Gives the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. My. The rest of that verse I just read to you, the New English Version, it said, remember, it's the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. He does this because he is still faithful today to the covenant he made with your ancestors. I rest my case tonight, friend. Glory to God. I have a covenant. I have a covenant. It includes riches. It includes wealth. I have a covenant. Stand on your feet, please. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-514. That's R-514. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.